Well, good morning, everyone. Cattle futures continue Tuesday's rally, though it was slow going for part of the morning. June was the leader most of the session, finally grinding higher towards the cash market, closing up $2.07. August followed at 180 points higher as well. The pattern was clear. The further out you went, the cash, the smaller the gain. Huge discounts to the nearby cash market still defined every contract from October through next week. Yesterday's slaughter estimate was 105,000 head compared to 106,000 head the same day last week. Week to date stands at 316,000 head versus 320,000 head last week, 4,000 head below last week's pace. The full week tracking towards 529,000 head, right in line with industry estimates of 525 to 535,000 head. The most active August contract tested the 10-day moving average and was able to hold the rally, closing right on the 18-day moving average. Here, the overhead resistance from the 40-day and 50-day moving average sits between 243 and a quarter and 245. To pull August up to that 245 level, I think it's going to take a strong cash trade this week here, somewhere between 258 and 260, and that's the number to watch. The cutout opened higher again Wednesday morning, choice up $1.91, select up 92 cents, but has been the pattern for some time now. Price has failed to hold these gains throughout the day. By the afternoon, choice is just up 38 cents, while select is down $1.23 at 375.70. Compared to last Wednesday, choice is $2.58 lower, and select is $8.63 lower. Volume was 82 loads versus 62 loads last week. The news from the beef complex hasn't improved. If anything, it continues to get worse here. Father's Day retail business is pretty well wrapped up here, and most of the 4th of July business is probably done as well. The secondary market is kind of getting aggressive there against the primary market here for whatever demand is left. Looking at that spot choice cutout, it appears to be running into significant overhead resistance right around last year's July peak. On the Fed cattle side of things here, didn't hear of any bids yesterday. One packer reportedly offered a call in at 258 if the feeder would price the cattle there, and no trade was reported in Texas, Kansas, or Nebraska. Iowa had 75 head at 402. Looking at things here, I'd like to spend a second here on something I think the industry is kind of avoiding here, the beef on dairy cross program here in the feeding program. It was about 10 years ago this program essentially really didn't exist here, and today it's a major source of fed cattle and a source of the high choice in prime beef. I've talked about before the importance of the heifer inventory on the quarterly cattle on feed reports, and you know, I can argue and look at the female side of the herd matters more than the steer side. And after the herd rebuilding period from 2014 to 2016, the structure of the cattle industry did change. And that change continues here today, even though USDA hasn't formally recognized it in how cattle inventories are categorized. What catches the attention here is since 2019, the heifer inventory on feed has not dropped below 4.2 million head. But beef cows that have calved and reported by USDA have declined by 4 million head as of January 1st, 2026. We had a 50-50 steer to heifer birth ratio. The math suggests that heifer inventory should be roughly 2 million head smaller than cattle on feed numbers indicate. And that's just quick math, but it's pretty suggestive here. Does that mean 50-50 ratio doesn't apply anymore? Not a chance. What it means is that a meaningful number of these heifers aren't coming from the traditional beef cow herd at all. Here's where it gets interesting. Looking at some of the beef semen units ordered by the dairy industry from 2020 through 2025, the growth is rapid here, and the number of units ordered had nearly doubled by 2024. It takes roughly 3 units to effectively breed one cow. In 2020, that level of ordering would have produced enough doses to breed about 1.86 million head. By 2024, that reached 3.43 million head, meaning 3.43 million beef on dairy cross calves were potentially conceived that year at 100% calving rate. Now, let's remember here that the entire purpose of a beef on dairy animal is to be raised, fed to slaughter weight, and harvested for beef, and there's no use other use for it. Applying a 50-50 heifer to steer ratio and accounting for 10% death loss from birth to harvest, the total beef on dairy heifer production would have been roughly 1,544,000 head. Those calves would have been moved through the system into feedlots during 2025 and be finishing out being harvested through this year in 2026. That's the piece of the puzzle that I think explains a lot, and what we're seeing is elevated grading percentages and carcass weights here, and this isn't a small niche program anymore. It's a structural shift in where the share of our high-quality beef is coming from. Looking at things here from Wednesday here, there were some notable live cattle option trades here that were reported Wednesday. There was some August 254 calls sold, about 200 of those. There was about 500 of the October 210 calls bought, and there's also 500 of the August 242 calls versus the 232 puts as a double spread there, and they paid 282.5 for those. So they bought the call, and they sold the put there, 2-to-1 ratio. So somebody's getting pretty bullish there. They're defending a big short position. There's also 300 August of the 238 puts at 530 bought. There's closing that position here. There was 1,000 August 262 calls at 70 to 75 cents as well. And there's also some October 214 puts were sold as well, too. So a lot of mixed information there. If you'd like, I can explain that to you on a one-on-one basis here. Bottom line, though, the rally is intact, but it's slowing as you move further out on the curve. And the August still has resistance at 243 and a quarter to 245. It's going to take some strong cash, like I said, 258 to 260 to get there. The cutout keeps showing the same pattern. morning strength, afternoon fade. And the beef on dairy story is one that I'll keep coming back to because I think it explains more about this year's grading and weight numbers than anything else we're discussing. So watching cash trade develop here on Thursday, that 250 to 260 level is a number that moves everything else this week. Folks, that's your cattle market update for Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in this cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, give me a call here at the office at 308-708-7340. Talk with you all on Friday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.